You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thank you for stopping by and checking out this week's Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a special Christmas-themed episode this week, since we are only a few days away from the big man coming down the chimney and whatnot. And Jesus is, we're celebrating Jesus' birthday. We want to let you guys in on something that just happened recently. We finally got our 5-star rating in the iTunes store, and we want to thank you all for that. It's almost like a little early Christmas gift to us. So we appreciate you guys going to iTunes, giving us a rating review, and now we are rated as a 5-star podcast in the iTunes store, and that's thanks to you all. And if you haven't done so already, just please head to iTunes and also throw in your 2 cents about the podcast. We'd really appreciate that. Keep rating, keep reviewing, and keep sharing the podcast. We love what you guys are doing, and we're going to do our best to continue putting out quality podcasts in 2017. All right. To get into the fitness topics for this week's podcast, I'm going to throw it over to my co-host, who is full of just holiday cheer.
You almost said full of it.
Yes.
I don't even know if I should thank you for that intro, but let's just keep going. We're going to talk about our favorite Christmas or holiday memories today. Something kind of like a little warm and fuzzy. Warm and fuzzy for you all. And then we're also going to break down some really great holiday fitness gift ideas. And a lot of these ideas are going to be things that it doesn't matter if you only have a week left of Christmas shopping, you can get them pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes, both. I would say, I think I have an idea where mine are gonna kind of. I always want effective fitness gifts.
Oh, he's something, got criteria.
Yeah, something that is you get the most bang for your buck. But I think we're gonna run the whole spectrum of different type of fitness ideas or gift ideas. So before we get into those topics, we're going to tell you guys about our ETT training and our own training for the last couple weeks. We recently took the ETT crew to our cryotherapy session.
Oh my God, it was so cool. It was so cool.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh.
So if you're not familiar with cryotherapy, we actually did a past podcast about my very first cryotherapy session. So go back and check that out. But this one was actually a little bit different. This was a full body cryotherapy session. We went to US Cryotherapy in Tampa, Florida. I have one of the managers there. He's a friend of mine I trained jiu-jitsu with. And he hosted us, the ETT crew. And it was a great experience. It's an innovative new form of therapy, even though it's kind of old as time, really. I mean, cold therapy has been used with ice baths and, you know, the rice, rest, ice, compression, elevation kind of thing. This therapy, but it's really kind of starting to catch on as being more effective. A lot of pro athletes are using it to help them recover. And they're finding a lot of benefits to a lot of people. I mean, people with a lot of chronic joint diseases, maybe arthritis or fibromyalgia, things like that. So we got to check it out. There's pictures up on our Instagram and our Facebook at ETT Tampa. Excuse me. At ET Tampa, ETTAMPA. Check those photos out. It's really cool. And we're really appreciative of everyone at US Cryo, Jeff and all the staff there. They were great to us.
Yeah, and we'll be sure to link to the previous podcast about that. Nick's first experience in the show notes so that you all can go back if you didn't listen to that. And one of the first things I've ever seen about cryotherapy are all the celebrity photos where you see them standing in like a tube with their head poking out and there's just all this like steam coming out. And it's actually a cryotherapy. That's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one we did recently was different.
Yeah. The one we did was a little bit different interpretation of it. It takes obviously your whole body since you're in a room encased with just cold air. So it's a little bit of different experience, and we actually podcast the experience, so you guys will be able to hear that come January. We're going
to
let
something
that out.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah, so that's a future podcast tease for you guys. Other than that, we're coming down to the end of the year. Everybody is getting their training on before the holiday seasons. We're really looking forward to going into 2017, on the right track. A lot of people make New Year's resolutions to get in shape or lose weight. We want to start that before even New Year's comes around. We're gonna start, start on a good regimen of exercise and proper eating, and we're gonna carry it on into 2017. We're not gonna start it once New Year's comes around. We're just gonna keep it on. So I'm excited for the new year. What kind of training have you been doing as of late?
I've basically become ridiculously addicted to spin, which I've always loved it. I mean, obviously I bought a stationary bike at home because I love it, but I don't think I realized how much I love it until I had access to it every single day. I'm not biking every single day, but I feel like I could. It's that fun.
Mm-hmm.
And with classes and everything, it's just been a really great, and I've been doing it in the morning, so it's a good start to my day. Plus, it burns a crap ton of calories and really just gets you going for your holiday festive time, because you don't feel as bad when you have that little, bite or nibble of a cookie or a cake or something like that, which, I'm not gonna lie, I have done a little bit. So that's pretty much what I've been doing. I've been balancing it out with some yoga and on kind of my low active days, and also kind of working in just some HIIT workouts to keep up the building. And I've seen some serious progress, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've had a chance to go and look at my stats on the bike.
No, I haven't seen the stats.
But they're kind of impressive.
Oh, wow.
Considering where I was to where I am now, I finish almost consistently within the top 20% of the class, which is good. I used to finish in like the top 30. So I'm moving up.
Yep.
Moving on up.
Mm-hmm. And we're your pants are getting looser and looser. I know that you frequently you put a pair of pants on that were, I guess they were kind of like workout pants or something like
leggings.
That.
They were
leggings. Yeah. And I thought they, I've seen them before, and they were like, I called them your superhero pants because they look like tights that a superhero would wear. And then I saw you put them on, and I was like, are those new pants? And they're like, no, these are my superhero pants. And they looked like baggy.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shnikes.
Yeah.
So definitely you can tell you're hitting it hard on both the exercise and the nutrition too. So
yeah, I've actually
doing a really great job with that.
Managed to kind of keep within, even though I've seen kind of a little bit more struggle within the last couple of weeks, obviously, basically since Thanksgiving. It's been a little bit more of a struggle to keep kind of a balance within my diet, both with calories and just getting the right kinds of foods. But I think, you kind of have to give yourself a little bit of leeway, kind of give yourself that little bit where you're going to go a little bit over maybe what you're hoping for,
right.
But just hitting it really hard, like you mentioned, not waiting till New Year's to set some new fitness goals. I'm really just trying to maintain what I've been doing. Because, I think to date I've lost over... I think I've lost over 10 pounds.
Nice. That's
so awesome. I mean, that's just been trying to be healthy again, because I kind of fell off the wagon and lost my focus for so long. But it's just dedication and sticking with it. That was just over like the last 2.5 months.
Excellent. And you were talking about HIIT workouts. With me, I've been trying to throw the kettlebell around a little bit more since I don't have a ton of time between my other job and clients to get workouts in myself. So I try to maximize what little time I have. So I've been trying to throw the kettlebell around a lot, doing a lot of compound movements. Finally set up the pull-up bar in my room. So I'm doing that, a lot more of those. And HIIT workouts. And speaking of HIIT workouts, I think we are going to, actually, I know we are going to do a post-Christmas Day HIIT workout, bodyweight workout, and we're going to stream it live on Facebook.
Yeah, it's going to be probably the very first Facebook Live. And basically for anybody that wants to kick off their post-Christmas with sort of a nice, not long, it's going to be a HIIT workout, so it's going to be probably pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to help you kind of get over the Christmas Day consumption mm-hmm. of foods and goodies and hopefully get you just off your butt.
Yeah. And like we already mentioned, just getting you on the right track to, you know, staying in shape and eating right and exercising before, you know, the new year comes around. Just yeah. We're starting our new year resolution before even New Year's. So
yeah.
So that'll be up on Facebook Live, the Elemental Training Tampa Facebook page. We're going to stream it. We're going to do our first Facebook Live stream the day after Christmas. So make sure you guys check that out. You got to make sure you like the Facebook page. So December 26th. We'll let you know what time we do.
We'll let you know the time. Yes. Make sure you check Facebook for the time. Yeah, but we will let you know ahead.
Right, exactly. So make sure you like our page and then check us out December 26th for our first Facebook Live HIIT workout.
I'm excited for that.
Yes, me too. All right, so let's get into the topics that that you introed in the beginning. Our favorite Christmas memory. Right, so Christmas, obviously a special time for everyone, I think. Well, most people. Some people don't celebrate Christmas, but...
Chrismahana Kwanzaa.
Okay,
that too. That's what we should just call it, Chrismahana Kwanzaa.
And I'm going to go first. My favorite Christmas memory is... I would say it's pretty funny. There's a little bit of... There was some crying involved, but in the end, it becomes very, very comical. So it was about the time when I was trying to really figure out was Santa real or not. Gosh, I think I was 9 or 10, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was starting to get the inkling that I was like, this is a little bit too fantastic to be true. So I withheld my Christmas list or the gift list from my parents. I told them I'm not going to, you know, that, you know, Santa should know what I want for Christmas.
And by the way, if there are any kids anywhere near where you're listening, maybe put your muffs over them right now.
Yeah, if you don't want to know, if you don't want your kids to know the truth about Santa, then you wanted to maybe turn this off. But, so I was withholding my gift list from my parents. I figured I'd just let Santa knows, so I would let him bring me what I wanted. So Christmas morning rolls around, and I get awesome gifts from my parents, like some really, really cool, like football memorabilia and my favorite football team, like really awesome stuff. But I was so disappointed because I realized that, you know, this means that Santa's not real, because all I asked for, and I said this to my mom and dad, who were wondering why I was crying, I told them all I wanted from Santa was a nutcracker. So one of those little figurines you see, like the Christmas figurines that are, you know, I guess were used to crack nuts back in the day.
Yeah.
Now they're more of a decoration. So apparently that's what I said was all, that's all I wanted from Santa was a nutcracker. So since that point, I think probably at least, maybe I was 9 or 10, I can't remember. Every Christmas since then, my parents have given me a nutcracker. So for the last...
You're lucky you've ever gotten any other gifts.
20 or so years, I've got a nutcracker every Christmas. Just because that one Christmas I decided and pitched a fit that I realized Santa wasn't real because all I wanted was a nutcracker. So now my parents get me, I'm 32 years old now, and every year... since they've given me a nutcracker. So hopefully my dad's using them for firewood instead of just collecting them at home.
Oh,
but
God.
I thought that was a fun Christmas memory because it's fun every Christmas morning opening up another nutcracker.
Yeah.
And remembering that memory with my parents, who are kind of, you know, playing a little bit of a practical joke on me, but you know,
deserved that one.
I do deserve it, so I will definitely allow it. So that was one of my favorite Christmas memories. There's a lot, but I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, it's actually a really hard question. I mean, I love the holidays. I'm pretty much like 50% elf, I think, Christmas elf. But I guess one of my favorite Christmases, memory-wise, was probably because it was I was worried it was going to not be my favorite Christmas. It was actually setting up to be my worst Christmas ever. I was far away from my family. I had moved to Naples, Florida. And of course, all my family was up north back in those days. So there was basically no way for me to afford a plane ticket home. And going from Naples to Boston, it's quite a hike. And I didn't have any money. Like, I was so broke. And I was like, there just isn't any way I'm going to get home. I was living in an apartment by myself at that point. I don't think I had any furniture. Like, I had a bed and I had a desk and that was it. And it was me and the cat. Like, I had a pile of pillows as a couch. And I was settling in for a really kind of miserable Christmas by myself. And I'd never been alone by myself on Christmas. And then my stepdad actually called me up and he said, "Your mom is miserable. You're miserable." He's like, "I'm going to be the person that saves Christmas," basically. And he said he was going to buy me a ticket home and fly me up for Christmas. And I think I flew in on Christmas Eve. So it's not technically a Christmas Day memory, but he picked me up and, like, we played it off with my mom. Like, I wasn't going to be home. Like, I called her the day before and we were talking about how sad it was. Like, oh yeah, maybe we'll, like, FaceTime or we'll Skype or something on Christmas so it won't be like we're so far. Mm-hmm. And I actually called her once I landed. My stepdad picked me up and we called her. Had no idea, she had no idea that I was in the same state, that I was sitting next to Dennis in the car, and that I was en route to the house. And I put a hoodie on, and when we pulled up to the house, I like jumped out as he was parking the car, and he went inside the house, and a few minutes later, I went around to the front door with my hoodie up, and I knocked on the door. And my mom answered and was just like, freaking floored. I mean, it was such an amazing moment because we had both prepared ourselves for so disappointing of a Christmas being apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of the best moments to see just like the joy. And we were both so excited. And that to me was the first Christmas where I realized I could give two hoo-has about what I actually get for Christmas. That being with my family was all I really wanted. And I was able to go see my dad and visit with some friends. And it made the world of difference. So mine's a little bit, all right, I don't know, more heartfelt.
Yeah, I'm selfish. I get it. All right. I see what you're trying to do. Okay.
No, I mean, have you spent a Christmas away from your family? You spent multiple Christmases away.
Yeah, Christmas Day. I spent away. We always usually go up around New Year's, especially the last couple of years. But when I was in Denver, I don't know if I was able to come home at all.
Well, you went to like Tallahassee one year, didn't you?
I did do that. Yeah, for Christmas, I went up to Tallahassee. But normally, usually I'm able to go home around New Year's and my birthday, so which is only a week later, but still, it's different. You know, it's different not being there on Christmas Day. So yeah, yours was a little bit more heartfelt, and mine was a little bit more how selfish I am.
No, no, I mean...
But I mean, that's what Christmas is about, toys, folks, let's be serious. So. No, you know, obviously as I've gotten older,
yours is about funny jokes, really, yes. Why you have probably a giant box of nutcrackers that are going to pass down to you anytime.
Oh, yeah, we're going to
We don't have room. We're
going to have to build onto the house.
We don't have room.
We're going to have to make an addition for the nutcrackers.
You're going to have to get a storage unit before you get those.
Or we'll have the biggest bonfire ever. Just kidding. Those were our Christmas memories, and I'm sure you guys have some great ones, too. And I think the important thing is, you know, spending time with the people, your friends,
and family. If anybody has some really great Christmas memories they want to share, definitely post them. We'll put something up on Facebook.
Yeah.
And just kind of encourage you all to share your your favorite Christmas memories. Maybe it's about something you got, something you didn't get. Maybe it's about some, you know, emotional memory. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think this is the time of year to share that stuff, so.
That'd be good. All right, so now let's get into gift ideas. If you're looking for...
Let's get into the stuff!
Yeah. Fitness gift ideas, be more specifically. Yeah. So if you're looking to buy a fitness-related gift for someone, Shannon and I have some suggestions for you. I know Shannon was writing a blog about this.
Yeah, so I actually have a blog post on adashofsparkle.com, which is my blog. And it was actually the first blog I've posted in a while. And I posted it the week before. I posted it. I'll include a link to it in the show notes. But I kind of rounded up, I think it was five things for the fitness fanatic or just someone who likes to work out. So what have you got? What's on your recommendation list?
Well, first one, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I think it's good because it's the most effective piece of exercise equipment, both as it actually really does help improve your fitness and it is cost effective, is the jump rope. Super easy. You can get a high quality one off of Amazon or anywhere for, you know, $10 to $20.
Yeah.
I mean, you can buy a cheap one for $5 if you want, and they still work. I mean, it's not like they won't work, but you can get a high dollar one for, you know, $10 to $20, and it's effective. You can use it anywhere, essentially, that has a high enough ceiling.
Yep.
And any weather, you can use it. You can, you know, if it's raining outside, you can't get a run in, you can use your jump rope. And they said, I mean, there's some studies that say that 10 minutes of jump rope is equivalent to 30 minutes of jogging. And it's just really helps with your footwork, helps with balance, helps with develop kind of those muscles that maybe people somewhat neglect when they do, like, maybe weight training, like your Achilles, your calf muscles,
yeah.
All that stuff. It really works that, and it's a great cardio builder too.
It's also great for developing coordination.
Yeah,
like if you're starting out, I think it's one of those things where you just beat the crap out of yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, get some Epsom salts because you're gonna need them. But once you develop the coordination and the timing, it is one of the easiest things to do. But holy goodness, yes, yeah. It you will feel it the next day. And there's so many different forms you can kind of do. You know,
right.
You can do double unders when you're really good. You can do like the tricks and the crossovers and things. For people like me who are pretty much just able to jump rope, then you can just do jump rope with high knees and actually help develop some really important core muscles too.
Jumping on one leg, you know, switching it up, doing the run, doing like the skipping. So it's a really, as far as cost effective piece of exercise equipment,
it's a good one.
It's number one in my book. All right, you're next. You want to go next?
I'll go next. Mine is actually, I'm not a huge fan of giving just general gift cards, but I will say that if you get the right one, you know, it can make a world of difference. So I think a really styling kind of fitness apparel gift card is a spot on gift because you always need it. And the brand that I specifically just really enjoy is Fabletics because mm-hmm. I used to be a Lululemon fan. Their stuff is so overpriced. I tried Lorna Jane, who I like, but their stuff is still really expensive. And Fabletics has some really stylish kind of workout gear that almost allows you to transition from like going to a workout to going and wandering around the town running errands and then going out for, like, you know, drinks or something. They're that versatile and they are half the price.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you become a member, which doesn't cost you anything per month, but you just get kind of put onto like an automated monthly reminder
right.
to buy or to look at things. I've gotten almost all of my new apparel from them and I really enjoy it. So I think a gift card to that or an item from there would be a great gift because people that work out just always need workout clothes, right. pretty much. You go through workout clothes a lot.
I agree. And like you said, the Lululemon, I mean, they've kind of, I mean, they really, they're diabolical in the fact that, I mean, I'm sure their gear is high quality.
Granted, I have Lululemon pants that I've had for 10 years, mm-hmm. and they're still legit. They're like, they're looking great.
Yeah, but when you bought them 10 years ago, they probably weren't as pricey as they are now.
Oh, no, they were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oof. They were. All but right. I think it's just, as far as worthwhile, it's not yeah. as worthwhile. Like, getting a pair of well-made, maybe not, you know, 50-year lasting pants, you're going to get bored with them.
Right.
You know, they're clothes. So you want something that's versatile style-wise.
Right. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. Fabletics. I've seen some promos for that lately with
Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Kate Hudson brand.
So.
Which is their face.
All right. So that's a good one. All right. My next one is resistance bands.
Ooh.
It is an effective piece of exercise equipment. It is portable. I mean, I have a couple sets that are you can actually put in your carry-on luggage and bring with you. And the beautiful thing is all you really need, you don't need it, but if you have a doorway, you can set it up, and they usually have attachments where you just stick it in the door jam and you essentially have your own kind of universal like a weightlifting like machine.
Yeah.
You know, you can do a numerous amount of workouts, tricep pull downs, flies, chest press. You can do ab exercises. They have ankle attachments where you can do leg exercises, and the resistance goes anywhere from, I think, 3 pounds up to 75 pounds if you have them all together.
Yeah.
And it's a different type of resistance than like if you were to use free weights or like, you know, a dumbbell or a barbell. You know, it has the kind of that double, you know, you have resistance on basically the pushing motion and the eccentric motion, so the motion coming backwards. So you're getting a really good workout too, even though you're not using all the resistance that you would when you were using free weights, but still it's an effective workout. So yeah. And you need a minimum amount of, they give you all the equipment you need right in a pouch that you can carry in your carry-on luggage.
Yeah, that's perfect. If you travel at all, I mean, heck, even if you know somebody that's just going to be traveling for the holidays, like, that you know wants to be able to keep up with their workouts or something, that is freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome thing for someone to get.
And, I mean, you can find a good set between $30 and $40 on Amazon. So yeah. it is super effective, especially for anybody, like you said, who travels either for their holidays or who, you know, just travels a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you can carry that on with you in your luggage. Same with the jump rope. That's another portable piece of exercise equipment. It's something you can do in your hotel room easily.
I
think that's a good one. I always recommend it because people want exercise equipment, but it's hard to, you know, it's expensive.
Know, and
you know?
Then you have to store it.
Right, exactly.
Storage is such a... Biatch.
Yeah, those two pieces of equipment, jump rope, resistance bands, it takes up hardly any room, and they're cost effective and effective, you know,
yeah.
as far as whipping you into shape. So that's my next one.
Well, my next one you're going to like.
Okay.
Because we kind of were talking about it before, and I am going to suggest that you give the gift of recovery with a recovery therapy of some sort. So I actually listed cryotherapy.
Cool.
As a really great gift, especially because cryotherapy locations, I think, are probably popping up in more locations mm-hmm. around the country. But I actually included a link to the folks that we visited yesterday.
Okay.
And as far as recovery goes, I think a lot of people tend to work out, especially after the new year. You're getting back into it. You know, you're all excited to do everything and push yourself. Recovery is just as important, and I think it's so much more overlooked.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, give everybody all the workout stuff to, you know, pump up, but think about just giving someone some good recovery time, some quality recovery time. A lot of the recovery therapies are not atrociously expensive, but they are something, I think, a gift card or a certificate or just, you know, sponsoring someone's visit
mm-hmm.
would be a huge help for them and much more of a chance that they'll go and do it.
Right.
So So that was my idea. That's a good idea. One. It's more Excellent. Of an experience. You're yeah. kind of giving more of an experience than you are a thing.
Right. And like you mentioned, the recovery aspect of having a regular exercise program is paramount.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, your body, if you keep overtraining your body, you're going to break down. So you need that recovery period. The things like cryotherapy, which is, you know, kind of innovative, flotation therapy, that's another recovery type of activity, or massage too.
Yeah,
you know,
massage.
You know, therapeutic massage is such a good idea and such a great gift. So that's a good idea too. Now mine, I'm going to go a little bit off kind of off the page too.
Really?
I think, and hopefully one day we'll be lucky if these guys become a sponsor, because we've used them and I've gifted this to people already, is Audible, an Audible membership.
Oh,
essentially
yeah.
books on tape, and more specifically, you know, since it's related to fitness, you can get to listen to a lot of fitness related books.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do. I get a lot of information from those. Some great books that I've listened to. Our buddy Vinny Tortorich, his book, Fitness Confidential. Gary Taubes, Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It is a good one. It's pretty long, but it's good. A lot of information in it. Big Fat Surprise by Nina Teicholz is good. Grain Brain, Dr. David Perlmutter. My mom actually read that one, or excuse me, listened to that one, and she totally changed her, you know, grocery shopping list. You know, it totally changed what she buys at the grocery store from now on. It's that powerful. It's a lot of great scientific information and tells you, you know, kind of the truth behind what specifically grains and sugars do to our body. So there's a lot of that kind of membership. It's cost effective and it's just informative.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, learning about, you know, proper diet is a huge part of having a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I mean, we can't always rely on, you know, the federal government to give us the best information.
We've talked about that.
So I think getting information from other sources and, you know, trying to become more knowledgeable on your own nutrition is really kind of the next step into improving your fitness.
Well,
so
plus like audiobooks, I mean, it's hard to find time to sit down and read a book, and I think a lot of us have the best of intentions. We want to sit down and read a book. I mean, I constantly have like 5 books sitting on my nightstand to read. But for those of us who commute or travel in any capacity, or maybe we just have a kind of time of the day where listening is a way better, easier thing for us to sort of consume information, this is the perfect time for that. I think almost everyone probably has some time where they can just sit and listen to information without it interfering. You know, we're a world of multitaskers. This is a wonderful, wonderful way to get that great information, and knowing that you're not going to have to, you know, probably not have time to like read it in a book.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool.
Right. And they're really, you know, inexpensive monthly memberships, and you build up credits. Like I paused mine because I had so many credits that it was like I couldn't have time to listen to all the books. So I have a membership, and I know they're really good about being, you know, sponsoring podcasts. So that's somebody I would love one day to have a possible sponsor for this podcast, because they've provided me with so much knowledge and everything like that. So they're a good one. I said Audible subscription. All right, one more. You got the last one.
One more?
Yep. What do you think?
Oh, I got to pick. I got a couple more.
I know. That's why I don't want to give all of them away. People want to go to your blog at adashasparkle.com to see the rest of them.
All right. I'll say my most surprising one.
You're going to save it? Or are you going to say it?
I'm going to say it.
Okay. All right. Go.
Do you want to guess what it
is?
Oh,
I have to guess? Is it a piece of equipment?
No.
Okay, go.
Socks. Super, super sexy.
Wow. Socks. Okay.
And by sexy, I mean they're not really that sexy. They, if you think about it, like just take a second here before you just like laugh and disregard everything I've said. Think about how many different fitness, like, specialties or focus areas that need socks. You've got socks that are specifically designed for almost every different kind of workout. Mm-hmm. You've got CrossFit, the knee socks, you know, to protect your shins and stuff. They, like, those things are freaking a business all into themselves. Yep. Just the socks for CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the special running socks.
Mm-hmm.
You've got yoga socks. You've got bar socks. You've got, you know, just your general fitness socks. You've got the socks that have a little bit more support, specifically if you just want to work out almost barefoot,
right,
but not barefoot.
Compression socks.
You've got compression socks. I mean, there are so many socks. And then if you want something fun, there's every theme. You know, if someone has a particular love for Harry Potter, per se.
Oh, per se.
There's going to be tons of socks for that. And I mean, it's a fun thing to give, but it's also, I think, probably the last thing I really think to buy for myself. Like, I will try to wear my socks until my socks don't work anymore. Like, they're holy and they're just, you know, they're not even doing their job. So I think they make a great gift. I think it's also one of those things where, you know, you're an adult when you actually start getting excited when someone gifts you socks.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you're a kid, you're like, oh, wah, wah. Now I freaking love finding socks.
Yeah.
In
now,
my gifts.
It's so true that they're becoming such a specialized piece of, like, apparel, fitness apparel.
Like I had a pair of sparkly bar socks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even kidding you when I say that people would stop me when I had those babies and be like, oh my gosh, where did you get those?
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sparkly socks. They're also really starting to get expensive. Some of them are really expensive, so you just wouldn't buy them for yourself.
Do you have a brand, like, recommended?
For what?
For socks.
Well, I mean, it depends what.
Okay,
what
so you
kind.
Don't have any, like, site you go to specifically for socks?
Not one. I mean, I think, like, the bar socks, there's a site called Sashi.
Okay.
And they're the sparkle socks that I've gotten lots of questions about. But I have seen that Nike and Under Armour, they have really great varieties of, like, a number of different, and they also do those fun kind of theme type socks.
Okay.
So I would say one of those two, and they're, like, mainstream fitness companies, so
right,
it makes perfect sense, but they have some really good options.
What was that? Nike? What was it called?
Nike. Just do it. Yes. Nike, Under Armour.
Oh, okay.
I called it out.
I might have heard of them once or twice.
Yeah. You might be familiar with that.
Yes.
Swish.
So, yeah, those are some great ideas, some fitness ideas for you guys. And like I said, you still have a few days before Christmas, hopefully, when this podcast would debut. So hopefully you heard that. And if you're searching for some last-minute gift ideas for that fitness person in your family or friend, you can get this, possibly get one of these gifts for them.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all of them are either a phone call, a website click, or a visit away.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say, on behalf of, I don't think you would say this, but I'm going to say it, personal training certificates are also a freaking amazing gift.
Yeah.
And I know you have, like, a certain interest in it, but they're a wonderful thing, especially if someone hasn't been working out or has stalled with their working out, and maybe they've just lost interest. Personal trainers are not just there to give you a list of things to do. They're there to inspire you, and they're there to teach you. So expand someone's horizons. Give them someone who is going to motivate them and teach them something new and get them excited about fitness again.
Right. Accountability, really. That's
when
I've learned being a personal trainer, and the feedback I've gotten from my clients is that they're most appreciative of the fact that I hold them accountable or make them accountable
to their
desire to be healthier.
Yeah.
So that's really the main goal of fitness trainers. I mean, if you have enough drive, you don't need a trainer.
Yeah.
Like you said, like you You work out 5 days a week on your own, but, you know, you kind of have a trainer because the Peloton Cycle provides spin instructors right in your home.
And I've used personal trainers.
Right.
You know, I've actually used some of the personal trainers just to get me re-engaged.
Mm-hmm.
When I took breaks or I had times in my life where I had just lost kind of that passion, I think that personal trainers, like, even if it's just a handful of lessons, mm-hmm. you know, of sessions,
yep.
it was much more inspiring. It also taught me the things like, well, I more like to do this stuff than mm-hmm. this stuff. So I'm going to take the information this person gave me and focus on doing this.
Right.
So, I mean...
I think it's a great idea.
Just a good suggestion for people, and another kind of more experiential gift that's not an object. It's really a lot more than just that.
Right. Well, we are going to provide you guys with a little bit of training. You don't have to buy a certificate to do that. We're going to provide you our Facebook Live. We're going to do the post-Christmas workout. So you guys can tune in for that coming in December 26th, in case you don't know what day Christmas is. That will be a Monday, correct?
It will, yeah.
It'll be a Monday. So what you can do is that you can download the December 26th podcast and listen to it while you watch us on Facebook Live.
Oh my gosh. That's almost OD.
Yeah, that's your ODing on us. Yeah, you might not want to do that. That might be too much. Thanks again, guys, for listening. And we're really super appreciative of all the reviews and ratings you've given us on iTunes. Keep that up. We really are grateful.
Grateful.
We are very, extremely grateful for all the feedback you guys give us, and we promise we're going to keep going, keeping on, giving you the health and fitness news on a weekly basis. We're lining up podcasts for 2017 already, lining up more interviews with health and fitness professionals, and I think I've already brainstormed a couple taste tests, like of some items maybe we can have on the podcast.
Oh, jeez.
So get ready for that. And we want to thank you again for listening, and I think that's all we got for this week.
Yeah, well, as usual, we will include all of the links that we've talked about in today's podcast in the show notes on ET Tampa?
Give
the site.
The website is elementaltampa.com, but all of our
all the links,
socials will be at the end in the outro, so you can hear that. So, but yeah, the show notes are all about elementaltampa.com.
And I'm writing them now, so mm-hmm.
She is the author.
New and different.
Yes, and she has her own blog, adashofsparkle.com, so check Shannon out there. But I think now that's all we got. You got anything else for him?
No, that's it.
All right, this has been another episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Happy holidays!
If you want to learn more about Elemental Training Tampa, check us out on Facebook or go to our website, elementaltampa.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle ETTampa. Please rate and review the podcast. Your feedback will help us get better. Thanks. So, to get into the fitness topics that we're going to talk about today, I'm going to throw it over to my lovely and very...
Oh, wow. Pale. You can't even think of anything.